This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. When Jesus rose from the dead, the women at the now opened tomb ran to tell the disciples, but they didn't believe the news, finding it, quite literally, nonsense. But Peter and John went to the tomb, finding it, quite ironically, made sense, since there was no body, only laid aside cloths. But neither saw Jesus. When Jesus later appeared to Mary Magdalene, who stayed at the tomb, she mistook him for the gardener. And later that evening, when Jesus appeared to the disciples in the upper room, they thought he was a ghost. And then there are the two disciples walking the 6 to 7 mile trip from Jerusalem to Emmaus. They too heard the news of the empty tomb, but didn't recognize it was Jesus who came to walk alongside them, asking questions about these recent events. So they tell him all the gospel facts, but it's not clear they mix gospel faith with them, for they don't believe the reports of Jesus' resurrection either. It all seems to be gospel failure to them, and this is why Jesus prevented their eyes from recognizing him. How true it is. Even genuine disciples don't recognize Jesus clearly or fully. Might this describe you too? For this very reason, Jesus does two amazing things with these traveling disciples. First, he opens the scripture to them. He meets them right where they are, and for possibly a few hours, shows them how everything from Moses to the prophets spoke of him, that he had to suffer and then enter his glory. A fire had kindled their hearts. And secondly, he eats the supper with them. After arriving, he reclined at the table, took the bread, blessed the bread, broke the bread, and gave it to them. Then they recognized him. Of course, his feeding thousands on two occasions, in the upper room before he was betrayed unto death. Now I see, we can hear them saying. He would immediately vanish, and they walk back to Jerusalem to the others, and he would meet them all there. But note these two things Jesus did to address their doubt and lack of clear sight of him. He opened the scriptures to them and ate the supper with them. And that's exactly what he'll do for you at worship, to help you see him more clearly and fully. So, Christian friend, remember that the next time these two are put before you at public worship. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.